Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Neurodiverging Podcast. My name is Danielle Sullivan. I am your host and the founder of Neurodiverging Coaching. I'm very happy to be back with you here today. Today, we are actually running an interview for the first time in a while. I am talking to Nigel Rising. Nigel is the founder and director of Autistic Women Emerging, AWE, a 501 C3 public charity, and the organizer of Autisticapalooza, which is a very exciting upcoming conference for autistic women, for and by autistic women. The mission of Autistic Women Emerging is to facilitate activities that will reduce the suicide rate of autistic women. Their approach is twofold: to organize events that create a sense of belonging among autistic women and to help us improve our quality of life, and to provide autism-specific and autistic lived experience training and education to the mental health providers that serve autistic women. I'm really excited to talk to Nigel today. We have a conversation about the conference, obviously, because it is a huge event upcoming in October in Denver, and we would love to see you there. I will be there. Nigel will be there. Many, many other folks will be there. But also about what kind of drove Nigel as a late identified at 54-year-old autistic woman to throw a bunch of her time, energy, and money into this creation of a conference for and by autistic women. It's a really good conversation, and I think a really important one, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Before we dive into that, I do, of course, want to thank my patrons over at patreon.com/neurodiverging who support this podcast and enable me to keep it going. Speaking of money, podcasts cost money to make and make no money. And so this wouldn't be possible without patrons. And I know that this podcast is supporting people all over the world, just looking at the statistics. So patrons, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for making this resource continue to be available for folks. If you're interested in joining the Patreon, please check us out at patreon.com/neurodiverging. And I know I say this a lot, but we have multiple times a week, a Get Stuff Done accountability body doubling meeting. We have a thriving Discord, a group coaching program for $25 a month. You get two meetings with me a month with our group to work on themes in community together. This month, we're working on self-compassion and have done some really cool work on that. And we have lots of other stuff going on. So please check us out, patreon.com/neurodiverging. Before we dive into the interview proper, I just want to give you a little bit more information about the conference so you can go check it out. At autisticwomenemerging.org is the website for all of the information about this upcoming conference, again, by and for autistic women. There are obviously a lot of sessions geared towards autistic women, and most of the 95% of the speakers are autistic women ourselves. There's also a teen section and some art stuff going on, so please go check out the website. I am presenting at this conference in Denver in October. I will be leading a session on what it's like and what tools we can use to reprocess our past once we get that autism diagnosis. I work with clients on this a lot. Many of you know, if you are late identified, that there is a lot of reprocessing and reorganizing and re-understanding of ourselves that happens once we get that diagnosis, and then a creation period of what is our life going to look like now. So I'll be running a session on that. And I'm also running a session called Mastering Autistic Inertia, where we will be talking all about what autistic inertia is and is not, and giving you some information that you can use to understand and be more compassionate around your own autistic inertia, but also to work yourself out of it more easily or plan for it better. I'll also be on a couple of panels, which is really exciting. So I'll be there the whole length of the conference. Come meet me. Come say hi. I would love to see you. The other thing I just want to say, and we do talk about this in the conversation, and just to be very transparent and upfront, as I just said, I will be presenting at this conference and I'm getting paid to present at this conference, which should be the industry standard, but is often not. So I just want to be very clear that although I am paid for my conference appearance for those sessions I will be leading. I am not being paid to put on this podcast or to advertise this conference in any way. This is just, I want to support this work. I think it's really important. And if you ever have any questions about that, please always email me at contact@neurodiverging.com. We like to be transparent over here. Thanks for being here today. And without further ado, here's a conversation with Nigel. Welcome to the podcast, Nigel. I'm so happy you're here with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Danielle, I'm really happy to be here too. I'm excited to get another podcast under my belt and see what I'm going to say next.
I'm really happy you're here. So Nigel's going to talk to us a little bit today about her experience being a late identified autistic. I hope that's a phrasing that is comfortable for you. Let me know if not. And also this amazing event that she's worked her butt off to put on later this October. So I guess to start off, would you be willing to just tell folks a little bit about you, whatever comes to mind?
Yeah. Well, you know, I am going to say whatever comes to mind and be less formal than I have been in the past, because my background, I understand, is pretty colorful in that I'm essentially a person coming out of the Amazon of the holistic world. I have been isolated from social media and from people in general pretty much my whole life. Stay at home. I'm not on social media. I had a Facebook page a while back, but I'm not on social media at all. And in January of 22, my mom died. And like we all, many of us say, I'd always known I was different. And it was a tough year, not only because my mom died, but also because I was really forced with the, just finding out what was wrong with me. And I really wanted to give myself the opportunity to research that. And I read a lot of books. I was drawn to Autism and Heals by Jennifer Cook. And I realized in reading that book that I was autistic, and I sought out a diagnosis in February of 23. I didn't actually get to see a therapist until August of 23 because I moved from Texas to Denver. And I, in the meantime, had signed up for an autism conference because I wanted to find out more about myself. And to my shock, there were no autistic women speaking there at all. And once I realized that, and decided like a fool to just throw my own conference. And I say that now knowing how difficult it is, but I managed to put together a great lineup of speakers, and here we are. And that has just been in December. I formed a charity in January, and I've been learning more about the community since then. And it has been a very, very wild ride.
It's a lot to jump into if you haven't been on the internet at all, and then you're suddenly trying to explore the very diverse, variegated, lots of little sections of autism community. Like, I hesitate to even all put us in the same label under autism community, because there's so many different and international and all these different pockets. And so that must be a lot to have to grapple with all at once.
It is crazy. It is crazy because I have essentially been coming out to learning more about myself in therapy just by talking to people in the autism community. And to my shock, the autism community is divided in many ways. And that really has been a surprise to me. So I almost liken it to the rapping thing that was in the 90s where it was East Coast, West Coast. But the autism community has been a real shock to me in that it's not as united as I thought it would be. But I am learning to find the tribe within my tribe and connect with people who are really on the same vibe as I am. And I'm learning my own vibe. You know, I'm just somebody who said, when my mom passed away, I inherited some money, and I wanted to use that money to help other autistic people, other people who were in my same boat. And that's where the charity started. But I think I put myself out there, and some people think I'm all that in a box of chocolates and a leader and all that. I'm really just a well-intended person. He said, I want to share my money that I've received in a way that can help the entire community. And that's what got us here today.
Yeah. As somebody who also kind of just started talking to the community a couple of years back without really not wanting to come at it as an expert in any way, but just sort of as a person talking about my experiences, it's really interesting how audiences just think that anyone who's doing a talking head
video must think they're an expert. It's, no, I'm actually just talking about me, like what I think or what I experienced or what I know, which is going to be widely different. And we all have different expertises and different backgrounds, and it's a lot to grapple with. So the fact that you're still in it, despite probably some pushback, is really amazing. It can be hard.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's funny because in some ways I feel like I'm throwing a party, which is really, really odd, but is beyond bonkers to me that I have 1,400 followers on LinkedIn, but I still don't have anybody to talk to in my apartment or my apartment complex. And that's the dichotomy of being autistic, you know? I mean, even though I talk to a lot of people, I still feel lonely and isolated when I get off a visual call, you know? But yeah, I mean, I really am just someone who, for the moment, has some money that I wanted to share with the community. And I'm not a leader or a thought leader. I'm not part of a movement. I don't consider myself an activist or anything like that. I'm just someone who really was moved by some of the writers and people that I've met since I've come into the community. And I wanted to share that to the extent that I could with people. And I'm getting a lot of positive reactions from people. And that's great because it's just you know, Nigel has a dime and she can throw a little party to bring some speakers together. And I am looking for sponsors and stuff like that. But for the most part, it was a bit foolish of me to do that. But it also has come together in a way that for me, it feels like a lot of people want something like this to happen, where we're not just an afterthought, which is essentially what we are in all autism conferences today. I don't mean to do anything like starting a movement or be a community leader. I'm just wanting to get a whole bunch of us together so that we can learn from each other. And if it goes further than that, great. If it doesn't, great, because we're just going to live in this moment.
I love that perspective a lot. And I definitely want to talk more about the conference, but before we get into the nitty-gritty of that, you said when you were talking about your kind of identification process that you read a lot, which I think is a lot of our experiences. And you mentioned Autism in Heels. And I was just wondering for folks, a lot of people listen to this who are in the process of identifying, whether that's professionally or self. And I wonder if you have any other resources you've bumped into, not as an expert, but just as what you liked that you happen to remember off the top of your head.
Well, there was, yeah, and I'm not, I mean, I'm when I say I'm not in social media, I wasn't before. Before my first podcast, maybe a month ago, I hadn't listened to podcasts at all. I did not have a LinkedIn account until January. I got off of everything else when number 45 was on. But I went in when I read Autism in Heels and I realized I was autistic, I ordered like a couple of hundred books off of Amazon and just started reading them. And I realized the ones written by mental health care professionals who weren't autistic were absolutely useless. And the books that were written by autistic women were the ones where I essentially was crying like three or four pages in, you know, because I got it. And one of those was What to Say Next by Sarah and her husband, Larry Nannery. She is autistic. And Jen and who is my wife, not wife, and I say it that way because we're in the process of getting a divorce. But since we decided that was the right way to go, I was diagnosed autistic. She has done a lot of research into it. So reading What to Say Next made me cry in the first two or three pages because they did everything right where we did everything wrong, you know. And Jen and I, our relationship has gotten a whole lot better. So much so that she's is one of the directors of All because she wants to help other people. And we will also be on the mixed autistic holistic relationships panel. Larry and Sarah are going to tell you what to do right. We're going to tell you what we did wrong. So you're going to get a great perspective from both angles on that. But Lisa Morgan's books on PTSD and how to handle suicidal loss, that was a big one. I read a lot about the Spectrum Women articles. Dr. Rachel Bedard has a book out on autism, but each of the chapters is written by autistic women. And that was very helpful to me. So A lot of it, I think, was the spectrum women. Wherever those women came out, I really could identify with those articles.
Thanks so much. I know I put you on the spot a little bit, and I really appreciate your responses just because I can recommend the stuff I like, but we need more kinds of people recommending. So I really appreciate it. Folks will appreciate it to know what they should find at the library or ask for. Cool. So you mentioned one of the panels, right? The autistic-allistic relationships, which as a coach is something that I think a lot of folks are feeling challenged by, let's say. Even if they're thriving in relationship, there can still be difficulties. And obviously some of us are not thriving in relationship for various reasons as well. What other, and I know you have your heart and soul in this conference, so maybe this is an unfair question, but what other panels come to mind as things you're really looking forward to or things that you feel like people need the most?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, let me start out by saying that the sessions that are being offered, I came up with them, most of them, and they came out of my support groups. One of the things about the autism conference that I attended was that they were covering topics that were absolutely useless to many of us. As in a good example, there was a session on autism, how autism and sex can lead to crime and arrest. Well, I'm a lawyer, I get it. But I'm also a woman who does want to have sex. I understand some autistic people don't. Great, more power to you. I do. This conference is reflective of really what I am interested in. And so the topics came out of what we discussed in our support groups. Every one of my support group meetings, we are talking about problems that we are having at work. So many of our sessions cover work, like how to ask for and get the ADA accommodations you need. Ludmila Preslova is going to talk about the best work for your brain. One of the other panels is Autistic Me, Holistic Boss. I left my last job because of a really bad situation with my boss, and that was with a Forbes 500 company that has a neurodiversity program, which really, for me, too many of those programs are for optics because if they don't require your supervisor to be trained, then you really haven't gone anywhere. There are too many disconnects between companies with a neurodiversity program and how that actually filters down to autistic people in their job. But how do we master our autistic inertia, which is one that you'll be doing? That's the one that drew me to
I'm
you.
excited about that one, personally. Yeah.
So all of the sessions come from support group topics and topics that I have personally had problems with. I can sit here at 12 noon and I will not get up until 3 in the morning the following day, just not even realizing that I hadn't eaten and I probably didn't want my dog that day, so I really needed help with autistic inertia. But that's where all the topics are coming from, what we really need and what I've learned from ourselves and our support groups that we really need. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. I have had a similar experience with autism conferences. It's a lot about us as a pathologized group, as opposed to us as humans, I feel like. And so you get a lot of the therapists and doctors and best practice. And even what you were saying about neurodiversity at work, we have, I run a Patreon and in there we have a Discord. And I was just talking to folks on the Discord like 3 days ago. We have not that many people on our Discord, and like a quarter to a half of them are self-reporting stigma experiences at work, where they were fired or lost a job or weren't able to maintain that workplace because of being autistic, really, like, you know, needing things a certain way or not having bosses who would be flexible about the boss's needs. It's really disheartening to, it's positive and negative. Like, on the one hand, it's disheartening to hear that we all have these experiences. On the other hand, it's such an opportunity for connection and cohesion and developing more strength as autistic women to, you know, be there for each other, to support each other. And you mentioned isolation a lot earlier. And I think just working as a coach too, many, many, many people, I would say like 80% of our intake forms, somebody mentions feeling isolated, not having friends, not having trouble dating if they're of that persuasion, just making connection, feeling connected. And it shouldn't be such a hardship for us. Like, it should be a point of opportunity to know yourself better and to know, find friends better. So,
yeah. And that's really why Autisticapalooza is on site. Come to Autisticapalooza with your physical body, meet other people who also have physical bodies, who are in your physical presence. You know, I'm a pre-internet generation. Virtual conferences, great. But the draw for me of this is to actually physically meet other people who are like me. And my charity is like 3.5 months old. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm funding myself until we get sponsorships and things like that.
This is going to be a huge event. There's so much going on and there's so many people involved in it. It's going to be,
There really are. And that's one thing that I learned about the community. I think it is impossible. Let me throw this out there because I'm from Texas. I'm not afraid to say a lot of things. So I'm going to say it. It is absolutely impossible to throw a single event that can satisfy 100% of people on the autism spectrum.
Oh, absolutely.
It is not possible.
I think it's reasonable to say autism involves a lot of people of all different intelligence levels from different places in the world, of different languages, of different, like, with other conditions, certainly, like other medical conditions, people who are older, people who are younger, people who are queer, people who are, like, it's just everybody. And so it's reasonable to find support from the folks that live similarly to you and to create other support for folks who are different than you. And that's not to say we should never cross. Like, we need to be in the world together. But at the same time, there's a reason that, like, women only groups exist, right? Or Black only groups exist, because that's where we build community and reaffirm our own experiences of the world. And so I think that's a really important piece of a conference like this, right? Especially even if you kind of labeled it as a women's conference, right? And that can include all kinds of women, but it's also like women's experiences broadly are very different than other kinds of people's experiences. And it's okay to talk about that, you know?
I'll go back to talking about my isolation and how isolated I was. You know, in late 2022, the year my mom died, I was, became so depressed that I was suicidal. And I called the national hotline and I went into an outpatient program. And to give people an idea of how isolated I was, I had absolutely no idea about this pronoun thing. I never heard of it. I stayed home. I did not have friends. I did not go out. And I was living in rural Texas. They certainly were not people who were going to be interested in this pronoun revolution that people are into now. And I did not understand it when I was in that outpatient program. People were using different pronouns, and that was the first I'd heard of it. And then I've learned more about it since I've been in the community now. And of course, I'm supportive of it. You know, we're all on our own personal journey. So I want to support that. And what I want is to create an environment at Autisticapalooza where people are free to ask questions. What I do not like about what I've seen in the autism community is there's too big a segment of people who have the Trump mentality, which is my way or the highway. And I'm sure people will be surprised to be described that way. But there are a lot of people in the community who will not accept an opinion other than their own about what to say and how to say it. And in my mind, that's a Trump mentality, and that's a mentality I do not support. I want there to be a community of openness where people feel safe to ask questions.
I think that supporting curiosity is sort of the minimum we can do as, and I, again, we're in different fields, right? But as a coach, I can't help anyone on their personal journey if they're not safe asking questions and if they're not in a space where they can hear questions I have for them. Because how do you develop your consciousness or develop your understanding of who you are if you can't ask yourself questions, right? Whether that's about your kind of neurology and what your brain is doing, right? But or about gender or about anything else. But it's important to be able to create a safe-ish space for that. And I think that's a piece that the internet, I will say, you know, now lots of conversations. The internet is not really created to be a safe-ish space for anybody, right? It's no. It's a lot of platforming and a lot of telling folks who you are, which involves, I guess, you knowing who you are.
Right.
Which is not something that, you know, people like me anyway are interested in, because we're always growing. There's not a lot of room for growth. And I like that there are spaces like what you're trying to create where people are being encouraged to ask questions, to be curious, and to lean into that sort of growth mindset of I'm learning, I'm developing, I'm being more, I'm connecting with other people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of the phrase you hear everybody in the autism community say is, if you've met one autistic person, you've met one autistic person. Mm-hmm. And it's usually used to explain to holistic people about us. Well, I think we need to look within and start using it in reference to ourselves. Mm-hmm. You will not find one person who is 100% in agreement with any other autistic in person on every issue. It's impossible. Stop trying to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And stop trying to attack people who aren't in 100% agreement with you. Let's look at each other and say, hey, if you've met one autistic person, you've met one autistic person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That goes to for us to each other as well. So mm-hmm. we are not all going to be on the same page. I made a comment on LinkedIn the other day and someone came in after me and said, isn't that what we are fighting for? No, and that's not mm-hmm. what I am fighting for. We are all different. Let's not attack each other.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a piece of coalition building too, that's building bridges, right? That we don't have to be in 100% agreement to agree that we have lived experiences in common sometimes, and that we can talk about that and learn about how to support each other better, while also sometimes still disagreeing on things. And I think that's, you know, how humans need to be. Like, if we want to get stuff done, that's kind of what we need to do.
Yeah, and no one's going to get there are many different angles. We have to meet people mm-hmm. where they're at, whether holistic or not. And if there's so many messages I have, but one of them to the autistic community is, I am not an activist. Mm-hmm. I am simply bringing together people that changed my life and that I think could help other people. And that's what I'm going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it is important to respect yourself in that space and to center what you need out of this, right? As the person running it, as opposed to all these other needs that will just trample the purpose of the conference if everybody's let in, you know?
Yeah,
or everybody's opinion is, I didn't mean everyone let into the conference. I mean, everybody's opinion weighed equally when they're not actively involved in creating the thing. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's what I've been going through. I mean, I did go into this very well intended, but also naively, I see now, because I naively assumed that the autistic community was united and it was just going to be, you know, the love boat. And it is not that. And this may be a shock to other autistic people to hear me talk about our community in this way, but I am very straightforward. I am very transparent. You can see that in my website, in the way that I write, in the way that I talk. And it's something that's been a big disappointment for me. Because I foolishly and naively assumed I would come out of an holistic world where everybody was always up against each other and into a united, beautiful, rainbow-loving world in the autistic community, and that's not the way it is.
Alas, we're still humans, even though we're in the autistic community.
Exactly.
We have the same flaws. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. We need to say it to ourselves. You've met one autistic person. You've met one autistic person.
Yeah.
saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So I want to get back to kind of your mindset or what you're hoping the conference will be. You explicitly mentioned that we're approaching it from like, we want folks to approach it from a curious place, right? Where they can ask questions. What else are you hoping for folks to get out of this experience?
I'm really hoping it'll be a cathartic experience for a lot of people. I think that there are many segments in the autism community that have formed their own cliques. Maybe they're in cities and it's easier for them to find autistic people within their community and to meet up with each other, literally. I mean, through a meetup group, that was my first support group. But I am also hearing from women who are in more isolated communities. They're out in the country where there's still a stigma to being autistic, where people are really lonely because there's no one physically around them. And I mean, I'm getting emails from people in Dubai, in Scotland, and of course the first world nations, but also mm-hmm. in what we usually called the second and third world nations traditionally when I was growing up. And a lot of those folks are coming from areas where they don't have easy access to actually autistic people around them, and they're secluded and they're lonely. And that's me. So ironically, the message is getting out to people like that. So not only are they isolated from the holistic world, but they're also isolated from their own autistic world. And it's that sense of belonging that I want to create with Autistica Palooza. You know, one of the top three reasons women cite as attempting suicide is lack of belonging. Yeah. And it's one thing to be with your own people, through a podcast or through virtual meetings and things like that. But it's another to meet up with people here. And what I want to take the science out of it. I want to take the negative gloom and doom out of what your future is going to be. And there will be researchers at Autistica Palooza, but there'll be actually autistic women speakers studying things that we can actually use to help ourselves. I mean, you know, every night, my mom and my neighbor would pull up their lawn chairs on either side of the backyard fence and talk for an hour or two until the sun went down. That's women talk. And that's where we learn from each other. And we're going to learn far more from each other than we will from our therapist, or at least faster, that we will from any autism conference where the only autism experts are people who are not autistic and who write books that show statistics on things that aren't of use to us and won't ever be of use to us. You know, what I say is, if an autistic woman goes up to a gas station and she wants to put gas in her car, what she'll hear from the autism experts today is, oh, well, your car can be more aerodynamic if you purchase an angle of this or buy this particular brand. We don't need that. What we need is somebody to help us put actual real gas in our car. We need ways to help us get a job, to help us understand and get our ADA accommodations at work, to help us understand the best work for our brain. The mental health profession is years behind in actual help for autistic women, particularly autistic women without an intellectual disability. That's the help we need. There are so many of us thriving, but you won't know that if you talk to a mental health professional in books or in their office. So I want to show a side of the autism spectrum that we are. We need real boots on the ground help.
Thank you, Nigel. That was beautiful. I really appreciate it. Can you tell folks everything we need to know in summary about the conference. How can they get involved? How can they get in? Where, when is it? All the things.
Well, you can start out by going to autisticapalooza.com. I've got all the speakers there. I've got descriptions of all the sessions are finally up. All of the tickets are on Eventbrite, and I haven't got a chance to talk about the fact that on the event itself is October 18th through the 20th in Denver, Colorado. But on Saturday, and Saturday only, there is an Autisticapalooza teen curriculum. There will be 6 courses specifically for teenagers. And the capstone of that course is a career panel showing autistic women succeeding in various fields that many of us aspire to at that age. Your traditional professions like the law and medicine, art, software development, academia. So we're putting actually autistic women who are succeeding in their fields in front of autistic teenagers. And they will also have their own unique session with Jennifer Cook, the writer of Autism in Heels and the autism expert on Love on the Spectrum. And she also has another show coming out. So, and that is going to be a small curriculum for 135 teenagers, 13 through 18, and their parents. Of course, 18-year-olds, if they want, can attend Autisticapalooza for adults. But so there is a lot of information on the website. So the event itself is being planned all by autistic women.
That's fantastic. Thank you. And is there, am I remembering wrong? Is there an art component or a show associated as well?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
No worries. You have a lot to remember.
I have a lot to remember. I know. I was really, but Amanda Hebert Hughes is an autistic artist. She has developed her own type of art, which you can read more about at sensorygatedart.com. And in the evening on Friday and Saturday, it's going to be a public art exhibit of arts created entirely by autistic women. It's being put on in conjunction with TACT, which is Teaching the Autism Community Trades here in Colorado. They're going to be creating all of our display. That's our displays on which to hang the art. And then Access Gallery is also in Denver. All of their artists are neurodivergent, and they'll be bringing to us 7 autistic women artists. So on top of our featured artist, Amanda Hebert Hughes, you'll have other artists. You'll see over 50 works of art created entirely by autistic women. And Amanda is also creating our commemorative art piece. And she has actually already sold that to Dr. Jessica Hickstead, and Amanda has generously agreed that half of any sales that she makes from her artwork at the conference will go to the charity Autistic Women Emerging, which is the charity that's actually sponsoring Autisticapalooza or organizing it. I am paying all my speakers to come here. Many of you may not know that speakers are often not paid. Autistic women are often not paid.
Why I don't speak very often. Yeah.
Right. And I've already been invited to conferences where they're excited to offer me lunch. No, that doesn't fly. My work is not free for anyone, charity or not. And I am paying all my speakers and covering all of their expenses. And that's a message that I want to send out, that we as autistic women need to know our worth and stop allowing holistic people to expect us to share our experiences for free. The unemployment rate, as we all know, is north of 80% for autistic women. People should be ashamed to be asking any one of us to speak free in light of that fact. And far too often, the people who are asking us to speak freely or to speak for free are mental health professionals, people who know very, very well what our unemployment rate is. So my point in that is that the price that I put on this was $3.99, but for April, I'm offering it at $2.99 at a discount. So I would encourage people to get on the website and go ahead and purchase their tickets online. And there's also a $10 discount for each of the lunches for April. So I would ask everyone, if this is something of interest to you and you think it is of interest to someone else, please help spread the word. The whole point is to create a sense of belonging to reduce the suicide rate for autistic women. So let's help each other get there while simultaneously supporting the things that we think are right for our community. Specifically, our autistic women speakers need to get paid. The idea they're being asked to appear at conferences for free is beyond ridiculous from my point of view. So let's start changing those messages for the holistic world as well.
I could do a whole other podcast episode on that. The amount of times I have been asked to work for free from academic institutions who I know have grant money from, you know, from other conference, you know, holders, not Nigel, from like, it's wild. So I think, and I also think that something of this level, this amount of work to put together, this many folks coming and sharing their experiences and their talents with everybody. If anyone's expecting that that doesn't cost money, that is just showing that you don't value women's experiences. So I think you really need to question that, and you know, question that within inside yourself, like we're worth it to be paid for the work we're doing. So.
And again, I'm from Texas. I say what I mean. If you think that you're going to get what you're getting at Autisticapalooza, which is 30 sessions averaging $13,
you're not, my friends. A session,
yeah, then we do not live. I used to think I love Star Trek in the future because you never know where anybody's money is coming from. Mm-hmm. Everybody just seems to have everything. This is not the Star Trek of the future. I am paying my speakers, and ironically, the Marriott insists that I pay them for the use of their hotel.
Isn't that?
It's
who could have guessed?
Right? Yeah, exactly. So people expect to get paid. I'm not making money off of this conference, but the people who expect to get paid are going to get paid. Hence, you have a conference fee of $399. We're working hard to reduce that. We can offer $299 for a little while, but.
So snap it up, my friends, because it's going to be worth it. It is a multi-day conference with a lot going on, with the art going on, with the teen thing going on. I mean, those are, you know, you can look at them, purchase them separately, but also all the humans from around the United States and to some degree around the world. I'm sure some folks are coming from other places for this. It's going to be well worth your investment. In what you're going to get back. So thank you so much, Nigel, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sonia.
Anything else you'd like to tell folks before we sign off today?
Oh, no, don't keep giving me pressure. Opportunity. I'll go on forever.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. But I've tried to make the FAQ on autisticapalooza.com very comprehensive. And if you have a question that's not there, put it on the contact form and we'll get it answered for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Nigel. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Neurodivergent Podcast. I hope you found the conversation insightful, helpful, interesting. I hope it gave you some stuff to walk away and ponder on. I also hope you will go over to autisticwomenemerging.org and check out the conference, again, happening in October in Denver, not very far from Denver International Airport. And I will be there the entire conference. I would love to see you. Lots of other big names are going to be there, like way bigger than me. So go to the website and like look at the sessions list. It's really incredible. Honestly, what Nigel has done in such a short period of time, I could not have even considered pulling this together. I also, again, just want to thank my patrons for making this possible and for supporting me in my efforts to get word out on stuff like this. If you're interested in supporting the podcast and all the other works Neurodivergent Coaching does, including our sliding scale, you can check out patreon.com/neurodiverging. Thank you so much for being here. And please remember, we are all in this together.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.